Each week, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas gives us an update on the biggest political and business news headlines from around the state. Today, tax cuts and tax revenues are on his agenda.
State lawmakers are eyeing several areas for reforming the state's tax code. By some estimates, there are more than $2 billion in potential tax cuts already filed in the bills aiming to reduce Arkansas taxes. Top business sources indicate that four areas are being seriously studied for major changes. They include income tax bracket reform, a capital gains tax cut, the grocery tax reduction, and targeted business tax relief. Among income tax reform, the top Arkansas personal income bracket of 7% could be reduced in quarters or by thirds to a lower rate for those making above $34,000 annually. The impact could be hundreds of millions of dollars on the state. Four bills related to agricultural and manufacturing tax relief are also being considered among the package of business-friendly tax reforms. February's state revenue numbers showed consumers spending more money than the previous month, and a lack of income tax refunds also helped cushion the state coffers. The Arkansas General Revenue Report for February totaled net revenues of $210 million. That was up 10.5% above last year and more than 8% above forecast. Year-to-date, net available general revenues total more than $3.1 billion. That's up 5.6% above year-ago levels, and it's also 3.2% above forecast. As part of a five-year, $20 billion commitment to the cause, Walmart unveiled an online destination through Walmart.com that gives shoppers who want to buy unique and interesting products the opportunity to do so while supporting small, women-owned businesses around the world. More than 200 items, from jewelry and iPad cases to coffee beans and apparel, will be sold on the Empowering Women Together section of Walmart.com. The products come from 9 countries, including Cambodia, Haiti, and the United States. Windrock International's board of directors announced that Rodney Ferguson will become the organization's new president and CEO on April 1st. He'll succeed Frank Tugwell, who's retiring after leading Windrock for more than 14 years. Ferguson, currently a principal with Lipman Hearn in Washington, D.C., will be responsible for the strategic, programmatic, financial, and management operations of Windrock International. And finally, new Arkansas Aerospace Alliance Director Chad Causey outlined an agenda that includes getting the newly independent group moving forward with more members and increased industry awareness. The Alliance held the 2013 Arkansas Aerospace Summit at the Fort Smith Convention Center on Wednesday with about 250 in attendance. Causey said the industry must work better with public schools and higher education to provide better job training for the industry. He also said tax reforms that could be beneficial to the aerospace sector and advanced manufacturers should also be considered. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.
Support for TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.